I'm learning so much. It's your turn. We're going back in time. We're gonna go to another one of my favorite songs. We're doing Kid Fears. First album, really, really beautiful song. Let's hear a bit of it. Your choice. And then I want to hear about the inspiration for it. And then I got like 600 questions. So, take us there.
What part do you want to play in? Your choice, but I don't know if you want to focus on certain
lyrics. I think one of the things about like early on is our wrestling with how to arrange songs and figure out how to do things together. And we always, in high school, you know, as soon as we started singing together, it was like eureka moment for me. Anyway, just like, because everything just kind of was so fun and magical and matched. And then came like the work of like actually figuring out how to do it, you know, because we faked it for a long time. And
it doesn't seem like that.
But this song, Kid Fears, was really inspired by a lot of friends that I had that had suffered a lot of abuse, and just sort of about where you find love and kind of, you know, what to do with the anger and the fear and all that. And Emily wrote this riff at the top that sort of reminded me of the, almost like the passage of time in some weird way, which is, you know, that, yeah.
I am curious though, because it's such an empathetic song and you're writing about other people, and I'm curious how the process is different, you know, writing about other people's experiences versus your own.
Well, I had some of my own, you know, I put some of my own, like, stories in there about, like, the places that I used to hide,
yeah,
you know, in my house when I was really upset. It's kind of like the place that Harry Potter lives in, the Harry Potter books at the beginning. Yeah. I'm just kind of underneath the stairway,
yeah,
in this little, like, I have, like, a little cubby hole that I would just go sit in. And the house, you know, my mom still lives in the house, it's still there. I go in there all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I look at it. And when I built a house for myself, I built a room under the stairs.
You just go there and think your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have all the kids go in there and do graffiti all over the walls. It's just fun.
Pretty
but
beautiful.
To make it better than it was. I put some of my own thing in there, some of my own feelings that I had that were about things I had been through myself with my family, but they were so much smaller than the stories I had heard from my friends, honestly. And I just, you know, I was always haunted by one friend I had in high school, like a distant friend who called me out of the blue to tell me that her dad had been abusing her, and it was one of the most startling wake-up moments of my whole life. And I never forget it. And I, you know, and it informed, like, writing, like, you know, 40 years later, even, you know. So I had some friends. I lived in an apartment, and everybody used to crash there when they were drunk or couldn't get home somehow. And we would talk, and there were all these stories that would come out about things that were really intense, because, you know, you're in your 20s, you know, and you're just, everything's just, you know, it's intense, and you just talk about stuff in that way because you have time. You have time to talk, which is amazing. So I put them all in there. It's just like that thing. It's like a, you know, cathartic sort of thing. And Michael Stipe sort of really, his voice kind of helped drive that home because he's got that thing,
yeah,
that voice that just makes you hurt inside. Yeah. You know.
Is it hard to write about heavy things?
I mean, it's important to write about it. I don't know. It's hard to write in a way that's not overdoing it, maybe, in some ways. I mean, there were a lot of songs in my youth that I would not play now. This is one of the ones I think is still intact. But some of the ones I'm just like, oh my God, that's so overwrought and obscure and trying to be abstract.
I don't feel that way, personally. I like them all.
Unfortunately, that was the period of time that John Perellis was writing reviews for the New York Times.
Oops.
I'm going to meet that guy, and I'm not going to, what are you going to say to him? That's the name, John. Bless your heart.
It's a song with a really strong vision, and it's.
Sometimes you just got to get it out and sing, and then you want to, you know, you're trying to bring community,
yeah,
and sing for your friends.
Yeah.